We are currently living in one of the most exciting times in the history of photography. With the advent of digital processes, photographers are no longer confined to producing photographs that fit a 19th century definition of what a photograph is, or can be. As a result, the potential for growth in the medium has never been greater, and the sheer number of photographs being currently produced serve as more than convincing evidence of that growth. Yet, photography remains one of those decidedly mercurial pursuits in which technology is combined with aesthetic decision-making in order to produce a result that will not only meet a sustained level of technical excellence, but will also communicate an aesthetic message that can potentially resonate with an audience. After all, photography is, at its most fundamental level, a form of communication. Determining whether or not effective communication is being successfully achieved through the medium of photography often boils down to what Edward Weston referred to as the strongest way of seeing. It therefore follows that the strongest way of seeing demands the most effective use of photographic visualization and composition. And, of course, this is where the more mercurial aspects of photography begin to present themselves. As photographers, we continually strive to improve our decision-making process in relation to visualization and composition by more effectively negotiating each successive compositional hurdle that inevitably arises with each new photograph. And it is the efficacy of that specific decision-making process that remains one of the keys to successful creative photography. Mark Silber has been devoted to helping photographers to more successfully negotiate many of the visualization and compositional hurdles associated with the act of producing creative photos. Having been interviewed by him several times in the past, it has been rewarding to share my insights and tips about photography issues that range well beyond the choices of gear. I found that Mark is able to probe the more meaningful depths of photography, composition, visualization, and ultimately, the goal of more effective communication, regardless of what camera one might choose to use. As such, it is no surprise that he has turned to writing books in order to present some of the key insights accumulated through his extensive library of in-depth video interviews. Throughout this book, The Secrets to Creating Amazing Photos, Mark presents a compendium of basic tools that can lead to more successful photographic composition and visualization. Each of his 83 distinct suggestions is presented in an easily digestible format, and there are plenty of photographic examples to help illustrate the various points he has chosen to emphasize. For any photographer who has wondered about the keys to producing successful creative photographs, this book is a must-have.